Days into November. This month is already going down as quite the month for our country. On November 2nd, the unthinkable happened. Chicago Cubs, World Series champions. The lovable losers finally broke their 108-year curse. And then a week later, regardless of political persuasion, it was an election result that most did not anticipate. Yet already the news cycle is switching gears. Stories have shifted from the seemingly endless election coverage and analysis to the transitions and some unrest that are taking place. What is next? Who will do what? What will be the effects? There are so many questions for how the future will unfold. And such is our human nature in times of change and transitions. When the dust settles and we realize we don't know what will happen next, we ask questions. We ask questions because we believe that answers can calm us, that certainty can assure us, that control can help us feel safe. The space of not knowing, the space between the present and the yet to come, in this space, we sometimes just want to know so that we can do something about it. And this in-between space is not just limited to changes in our local or national government. Certainly, the changes from this week will affect many Americans, directly or indirectly. But this in-between space is also about the transitions we experience in our lives, whether they are changes at work, in relationships and family, in our health, in life and death, in endings and new beginnings. What might be your in-between space today? And when change feels like the only constant in our lives, we do often find ourselves in that in-between space wanting answers and needing assurances. So perhaps it sounds familiar to hear the disciples also wanting more answers from Jesus in their own times of transition in our gospel reading that was assigned to us today from our lectionary. Teacher, when will this be and what will be the sign? Jesus in this passage is foreshadowing a time when the temple will be destroyed and when there is chaos and earthquakes, famines and plagues, war and insurrection, and persecution of Christians. It was like the end of the world. And when all that happens, teacher, what do we do? And what should we say? Biblical scholars propose that because the Gospel of Luke was written later in the first century, many of these events, including the destruction of the temple and widespread persecutions, were actually happening when the people read the Gospel then. So this in-between space of what shall we do was very, very real to them. It is in this space between the present and the yet to come that we find the disciples looking to Jesus for answers and assurances. But rather than promising certainty, Jesus showed them a different path. First, Jesus responded with, "Do not be terrified." Do not be terrified because in countless other times in the Gospels, Jesus' encouragement for the disciples to not be afraid would also come with this promise that that He is present with them at all times. So whatever change in our surrounding structures might be, in the in-between spaces when we do not know what's going on and we want answers, Jesus is saying to us, do not be afraid, for I am with you. So when we consider the changes that surround us, how might we first invite Jesus to be with us in the change? How might we first find stillness and invite Jesus into our midst? Then Jesus said to his disciples, this will give you an opportunity to testify. So once the heart is stilled, we recognize that these in-between spaces move us to reflect, to shore up, and then to respond. We reflect because we need to know what's important to us, what we will testify to. It starts with how we have personally experienced God's love for us. No one can take that away from us, although sometimes we can lose sight of it, or we can lose sight of it. And then Jesus calls us to testify. We will need to be present to others. To whom do we testify? We, as Paula shared last Sunday, we, all the saints, not some of us saints, to whom do we testify to God's love? With whom and for whom do we stand? Paula last week talked about our making heroic efforts of loving. So as we move into God's love, what are our heroic efforts of loving? And whom is God calling us to love and to stand with? We each respond differently. So this week, one of the things, a small thing that I started doing was wearing a safety pin. You might have read about it on social media, or perhaps you're wearing one yourself already. The safety pin has become a visible symbol of being a safe person. For me, it's a commitment that our call is to still stand with the vulnerable, with the marginalized, with the people who are not feeling safe, whoever they are and wherever they might be. It is a symbol of moving into God's love, to be poised, to respond, to testify from the deepest part of our hearts. Finally, toward the end of this passage, Jesus said, I will give you the words and wisdom. So He is saying to us, do not be worried exactly what to say. Let God be God. Hold fast to who God is in our life, how God's love moves us, compels us, and propels us. Hold fast to all of that, and we will know what to say and what to do in the transitions in our lives. The life of the church is full of these in-between spaces. Last Sunday, All Saints Sunday, was one of these days. It is one of those special days when we remember God's love in the lives of all the saints, past, present, and yet to come. And although we didn't do this last Sunday, and it's customary to have baptisms or at least renew our baptismal vows or covenants on All Saints Sunday. And we do that on All Saints Sunday and on other occasions each year because baptism reminds us of God's love and God's promises for us, that God is with us And we need not be afraid in times of our transitions. And by renewing our baptismal vows, we commit once again to receive opportunities to testify to God's love and to be a light. We hold fast to our identity as Christians, and we're reminded of our ministry of healing and of reconciliation. On these days, we affirm who we are and what are we to do. So this past week, I opened up the prayer book and prayerfully read through the baptismal covenant. The second half in particular reminded me of God's presence in our life, God's love for all of God's creation, and resolved in me the desire to be a light, to testify to God's love. And I'd like to read it for us. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? I will, with God's help. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? I will, with God's help. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect and dignity of every human being? I will, with God's help. So whatever our in-between spaces, let us, with God's help, not be afraid, for God is with us. Whatever the uncertainties we experience, as we reflect on God's goodness, let us, with God's help, testify to God's love by word and by example with people we stand with and stand for. Whatever changes that surround our world, let us, with God's help, seek and serve Christ in all persons. Love our neighbor as ourselves. Strive for justice and peace among all as God gives us the words and wisdom. In our in-between days, may God move us from our fears towards God's love and into the world. Amen.